And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yep. You're here with me on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAU Tiefel Studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. There you go. That's what I needed. All right. This is, you can see from my, you know, it's, I don't know what a lot of people say. Well, of course you got to have government permission to live on your land. And I'm going, that's the beginning of the end, you know, for any kind of, you know, I would think a free, freedom-minded, independent, self-sustaining country. If a guy with a shiny badge can come in and say, hey, you're doing it wrong, or we just passed a new ordinance that says you can't do it, don't think so. Try growing a garden in your front yard. Now, they'll lean, seize, take, do whatever, shoot, whatever they got to do. You're not allowed. You can't grow, you know, certain kinds of plants in your front yard. You're not allowed. And in a lot of places, they'll say you're not allowed to do it in your backyard either. But, you know, I'm going, okay, how free are you? All right, let's do a garden in the front yard and see what's up. Now, when we lived in another home, we had a, you know, smaller yard, of course. It was a track home downtown Phoenix. And we thought of this, and if we didn't move up here, our plan was to have a path go from the sidewalk on one side of the property and kind of, you know, come up like 8 feet into the property and kind of come right back. Be a path. You're walking down the sidewalk, walking your dog. Well, I don't care. You just come invite you on our property, take a look, and help tend the garden. You're just going to have a little garden that we, you know, take care of and so on, and you can help. You know, you might even, you know, take you a cherry tomato off or something. And we just wanted to do that just to demonstrate that you could, and you could grow stuff. And it was important for our children, because when we first moved into this one home that we had, and all of a sudden the spring, all this stuff started growing. You know, we had, you know, vines and grapes and berries and, you know, different vegetables and stuff just all over the backyard that we thought were weeds at first. All of a sudden, oh, these are plants. They just had seasonal stuff all over the place. And I'm going, well, that's cool. When we came here, there was some, you know, the same stuff going on, of course, the citrus and such. So our children learned, we go, all right, we're going to do it. It was like a 10 by 12 or 12 by 12. It was like a rectangle of 10 by 12 that we had in the backyard that we set up in Donna. And the kids are, you know, they're like, you know, from 9 to, you know, 13 or something like that. You have four children, and all of a sudden they know what a real bell pepper tastes like. You know, that you can get a tomato and eat it like an apple. That you can, I mean, whoa, man, this is not that green store-bought kind of, man, what the hell is this? Just so they knew what real food tastes like. So then when we come here, we do it, and of course, for the grandkids. We have the aquaponics thing over here, little square foot gardening. They go through and we go, oh, go get some potatoes. And we had a poly barrel that we had put a bunch of, you know, potato eyes, little potatoes in and stuff. And it had, I don't know, what were they called? They're called white potatoes something, whatever they were. Yeah, whatever they were. We'd tell them to go get some potatoes. And they'd come back and dig in the dirt and so come back with a bunch of potatoes. And we'd, now, of course, it's probably enough for, you know, a couple of meals, but, you know, or with all of us. I mean, we had a bunch of potatoes, but it'd just last a meal or something. But they actually went out and got the food. They knew what was put in to grow it. They knew. It seems like this is what's dangerous. This self-sufficiency, this knowledge, this ability, because what's your farming experience mostly? putting a tomato seed in a half pint milk carton, and all of a sudden it comes up green. Woohoo! I made green, and then you're off to the next thing. There's no real, you know, farming skills or something. Now, some schools do that, and they spend more time on it, especially if they're a rural area. And a lot of these kids, they already know. They're like, yeah, man, my mom and dad make me do this every day. I got to do it at school now. You know, thanks, you know. But the ones that don't do it, they're not the ones that have the gardens. So I'm not a keen of government schools. They're training you for whatever they think is important. And they think it's important to, get more money out of you, and you know, there's a test or something. It's messed up. And because of our knowledge base that we have and communication with social media and so on, I think a lot of people know this, and they know it from the internet. So what happens? Those got to get control of the internet. They got to have control of what is and is not up there. They got, you know, what you can and cannot do. And what you can and cannot advocate for. If you advocate for the wrong thing or for change in what is policy, that in and of itself is a rebellious act. The fact that you even want legislation that would give you more control over your property, that is a demerit on your social credit score of you're not allowed, of your ne'er-do-well, of rabble-rousing somebody you're not, you know, like you. Don't think so? Ask Mike Sylvia. You know, he's living there for years, he's doing whatever, they go, you know, we're going to go after you. So what did they put him in a pincer move? They go, one, we say you committed a felony by saying that you live in this area. You know, and he goes, yeah, I live right here. Oh, you live there. So you're dwelling. Then you're in violation of, you didn't get a permission slip. So pick it, felony or property right, you know, incursion. Now in a violation of you didn't get a permit. So I'm going, man, this is how they, them, those roll. Where's the protection? Well, what does the Declaration of Independence say? The purpose of government was the defense of these individual rights, not be the ones taking them away. So is there a fundamental thing coming back? It certainly is what is blocking a lot of the stuff, because if they, them, those thought they could get away with it, what would they do? They go, man, we own all the property. It, you know, whatever the communist socialist agenda is that it all belongs to everybody, and you're lucky you get your place to sleep, and maybe it won't bother you. Now, this is, it's 180 degrees from what I was promised as a young man. So, but where would I go? So a lot of people are, well, you can go here and be left alone. All right, what's their culture? What's the law? A lot of times I care more about what the culture is than I do the law. So they go, oh, yeah, and Chile, man, it's awesome. They just leave you alone, and right up until they don't. Yeah, Cambodia, man, nobody gives a crap what you're permitted. You tip some boards together and have a bar on the beach. And nobody, I go, but what's the law? You know, what's it for, you know, tall white man? You know, come on the beach making some money. Oh, I'm sorry, we got to explain it to you. So where is it that I get to go? Is it a space station? You know, is it seasteading? Where is it? If I'm out in the middle of the Lone Prairie and nothing, then, you know, I don't have any infrastructure there. Is that good? It is if I got a flying car or airship. I don't care. I'm not paying no taxes for it either. So that's a threat. What happens when you're autonomous? What happens when you got all the information at your fingertips? You know, I saw enough electronic crap this Christmas with grandkids and everybody. They got plenty of devices they can use to read and study and do whatever they want, and different programs and access to information of, you know, the magic school bus of whatever the heck, you know. So I'm going, all right, there's that. Then they could learn from nature, and they could just, you know, live more remotely and learn some real skills and how to survive and stuff, you know, and grow and build and do. All right. You could do that. You could have access to transportation, emergency services or whatever, or, you know, flying vehicles, helicopters, hell, drones come pick you up on your smartphone, emergency, come get me anywhere on the planet. You know, it's like Tony Stark, and all of a sudden you got satellite-based launch, and we go get you the Thunderbirds. That's what that was all about. As a kid, these, you know, puppet animation thing that they did, what was it? The Thunderbirds were a rescue team for this kind of stuff. What happens when we have all that? What's the need for all this government? There isn't one, and that's what they, them, those are afraid of. So when do we start advocating for Leave Me Aloneism?
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, I'm here. What? Oh, Donna was touching the... She touched it. Yeah, she touched it. There we go. Yeah, we're getting ready a song in the next hour. They wrote this song. It's about the money. You know, it's a culture thing. You know, this is one of those you wish Frank was here, man. He'd go all over on this thing. You know, culture, and all this Trump stuff and distraction from, and I don't care. So we'll go over some of the news here. I want to make sure we do that. And I'm just sitting here going through some of the stuff for the last couple of days, and I just, things like, gold and silver jumping up. Yep. Crypto going down. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, this is on the vaccine thing. We got a whooping cough outbreak in Texas, 100% vaccination rate of a school, and they had to close the school because everybody was getting whooping cough. And, and that's one thing. You talk about, these things are bad. Thrush is kind of, you got sores all in your mouth. You know, babies get sometimes. You have our first child got that, and it was a thing, and they don't do anything. You know, it's whatever. The pediatrician just, that I'm going, look, she lost 20% of her body weight. That's like a thing, right? As a baby, this is like a thing. You know, what do we do? Finally, she was such a good little girl, and she was, gargling and rinsing out her mouth with hydrogen peroxide. She'd just foam up like a chia pet. I mean, just to get something. We didn't know what to do, and they wouldn't help. I can't think of a time that I have not been disappointed with our healthcare system. And what surprises me is just suggestions from relatives or listeners or online, or you put the question, oh my goodness, you go to the, WebMD, and not the WebMD.com thing, just the WebMD of people, and you just say, hey, has anybody had this experience? So that's why we share a lot of this stuff. Or you go to the health category on Pirates Without Borders or the different health categories on Freedom's Phoenix, and you'll see all kinds of stuff. And you can just use our search engine. Use our search engine on Freedom's Phoenix, and a lot of the stuff that Google and YouTube has been banning, search on any alternative healthcare, it's gone. It's not like it's hard, and they just don't search it anymore. It's not there. So I'm like, what the heck? Over the past few months, this last summer, I'm like, man, I know I got this stuff. So we need to refine our search engine. You go use the search engine at the top right of Freedom's Phoenix, and in the yellow bar up there, I'll show you. Those of you that are looking at the video, here, let me show you where it's at. Boom. Right here. Top right, that right there, you put in, just punch in whatever it is. And it just will, a lot of good stuff. We got, 400,000 headlines over the past 15 years or so. It's a lot of stuff that who thinks important? Well, mostly me. I think it's interesting. It tells us something. Let's take a look at that. Now, one of the top stories, the gun dude, Chip Saunders. Now, this is... this is why I did. He always had, a breasted woman with 245s or 50 calibers and her kind of cleavage all up. Now I'm going, all right, man, I'll leave this at the top. But maybe we'll change the photo. I go, come on, Chip, we'll do this. So Chip Saunders is really the character from Combat. It was a World War II kind of thing. I remember in the 60s when I was a kid, combat, you know, it was a nightly thing. And this guy really, you know, likes Thompson's. So that's why, you know, Chip Saunders. And he's a great writer on all things guns. So here it is, 60 years of the AR-15, Understanding America's Rifle. And we had to do some code changes to be able to have this long article with this many graphics to be inserted in. So Derek helped us out with this to change some of the settings on it so we could get this kind of stuff in. And I don't know how we hadn't run up against these limits before, but man, he's got a lot of stuff here. So he goes on about all of the iterations of this gun, what it did, why, where it came in, you know, the type of ammunition it uses and why, and yada, 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 yada. I mean, it's just amazing. So whenever he does this, it's one of the most popular articles that we have. He did one on years ago. He did on the AK-47, everything you ever wanted to know about. And so it makes there's different ones you can buy and have different, you know, traits that you might want or not want or whatever. So this is interesting. So this is a great history on this. And I wanted to make sure this got up. But, you know, I changed the photo because whatever. So this is, you want to know everything there is to know about the AR-15 before it goes out of style for a plasma rifle. You know, you go here. And we put it all up there, and I know what's going to happen. It's going to become one of the more popular articles that we have for a long time, if not forever. That's just how it works. You know, God, man, this thing is long. No wonder it took so much. We just keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. How it works, why it works, buy this, not that. Make sure you get, oh, my God. You know, now, of course, I haven't had time to read it, but it's just amazing. Bam. All right, Chip. Good job, man. Thanks. Holy crap. I'll just keep scanning this. Scan, 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 scan. My God. Okay. You know, there you go. So we worked on it. Make sure we get that in there. Now, one of the other articles I thought was of interest, the world's tallest active geyser won't stop erupting. And scientists don't know why. That's great news for park goers and perhaps even for the park itself. But with over 45 eruptions in 2019, the geyser's highly active streak is leaving scientists scratching their heads. The geyser erupted a whopping 32 times in 18 before ramping up even further this year. So you have like Yellowstone's Old Faithful is famous for its incredibly predictable schedule of eruptions. You could just go and, all right, well, it's going to be within the next 5-10 minutes. So you go there and boom, there it goes. Well, now it's getting to where Yellowstone Park is like erupting all over the place. And sometimes they wouldn't erupt. They thought they had droughts or something. The water wasn't getting down to be heated and pool up and then steam and so. But now it's like, man, erupting everywhere. And they're going, whoa, this is a super volcano. What happens when that goes? Well, you're going to have a lot bigger problems than me. I don't think you're going to be worried about occupancy permits if that goes. So this is, you know, something to keep track of. What happens when there's a big, giant Mother Nature said hello? You know, what laws you got in place for that? You know, the confiscation. You know, our map here says that you got a grain silo. National security, it's ours now. Thanks for building that and taking care of your friends and family. But, you know, we need it more than you and the troops. There was a series called Jericho that was about a small town in Colorado when, you know, nuclear detonations went around the country, and come to find out it was a Dick Cheney type that was trying to take over the country and all that kind of stuff. But when it happens, what's the first thing? You got the troops coming around. Yep, we got to have fuel for the tanks and fuel for the troops and food for the troops and water for the troops and troops first and screw you. I thought the troops were there to protect, make sure I get to keep my nope. Now, to do that, they need all your stuff to protect your stuff. Oh, is that how it works? Okay. Well, here, Eric Peters on Lou Rockwell, he writes ericpeters.com on cars. He's all about internal gas, internal combustion engine, man. He hates him some electric, you know, and he just, well, now he's writing 1775 again? Oh, he's talking about guns and stuff? Oh, what the heck? Here's a guy that's all about cars, and then he's going guns? Why? We'll find out.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, ain't that Merca? Merca, 1775 again. Eric Peters. Eric Peters Auto. You know, it's kind of interesting. We have Eric on the show on a semi-regular basis. We should get him on. I just hate, you know, making him mad. I'm a nice guy. He writes well, and I enjoy his articles. But, yeah, man, he doesn't like electric cars, man. He's got an excuse for whatever reason. Well, what happens when, you know, the range increases over 500 miles? What happens when it's bigger, badder, more powerful, can charge itself out in the lone prairie of you never kind of always and bulletproof? I mean, you know, then what? But I like boom, boom, boom. Well, they got the BMW. It has, you know, exhaust sounds. It's like this ball about, you know, 10 inches in diameter on both as an actual exhaust port that comes out from this ball. It's got little speakers in there or something. It makes it sound, and you can change it, what it sounds like. Whatever you want to do. You can get your vroom all you want. Now what? Yeah, but the smell. Oh, we got to add a smell too. I mean, you know. Come on, you know, Eric is, so I have him on a regular basis, and I'm going, okay, I haven't done the Cybertruck thing, that'll just make him mad. So, but he is a freedom guy, and he's a freedom guy using hot rods as, you know, his background. He's like, look, man, Merca, it's freedom, it's American Graffiti, kind of, you know, and the hot rods of, you know, freedom, broom, 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 you know, unless it's a Harley Davidson motorcycles, like, brrr, pay attention to me, you know, as I bang, you know, cylinders going down the road and seriously. So he writes this article when people desperately, you know, he's talking 1775 again. When people desperately trying to avoid a fight are left no choice but to fight, they are often the fiercest fighters imaginable. Now, I have experienced this with a lot of activists and people. They're like, man, don't make me get off my couch. I was one of these people. I'm like, look, I got other, really, I can't. It's just like this occupancy thing. It was a bunch of stuff. And I'm going, what the hell are you? You want me? You sit there and you market for us to manufacture and export and save America and lifestyle of and the lifestyle to which we have become accustomed is going to require some exporting and everything. None of this just borrowing money from everybody creating a treasury bill. And so I'm going, well, you guys are lying because my father's company is, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I go, you liars. You're lying again. You're lying. This is going to result in this, and you're going to require that, and all these other countries have got an advantage on, and we're exporting. You know, what the hell? You made me get off the couch, put down my beer, miss a couple of football games. I'm going to go do this stuff. This is what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. And when you piss people off, God forbid, you damage their children. You tell them they don't really own their land. They must give up their guns. They have to go into free speech zone. At what point do people go, what the heck? And then when do they sit down again? Not till it's done. Or they go, well, that's the way it is. Or I'm going to retire over here. Or I'm going to, you know, move out further into the hinterland, which they ain't no hinterland no more. You know, you're not able to get away. The reason being an explosion of righteous anger, a berserker fury directed at the bullies who will not leave them be. Might as well say leave me aloneism because I beat that into his head. Directed at the bullies who will not leave them be. Governor Kuhneman, Northam of Virginia, is such a bully. He intends to rescind the current ancient and long acknowledged legal rights of Virginians who aren't criminals to possess more than single-shot rifles and pistols by criminalizing anyone who does possess them. These newly minted criminals will then be required to turn in their formerly legal firearms to the government or be subject to hutting by armed government workers sent by the Kuhneman to enforce his criminal acts. These acts include the criminalization of any training, even without firearms, which the Kuhneman and his supporters consider potentially anti-government. Okay, think of this. Even if you're not training with firearms, if you do any kind of militia training or training at all, or whatever, hey, you know that, who are you training against? The government. You're not allowed. This is a recipe for 1775. Another bully, Thomas Gage, the British military governor of Massachusetts, attempted a Kuhneman in that year, which lit the fuse of what became the Revolutionary War. He sent armed government workers, redcoats, to confiscate the weapons of the colonists who had finally had their fill of being bullied. These long ago AGWs, what's an AGW? Whatever. Eventually gunned down several colonists on the village green at Lexington. AGWs, what is that? Government warriors or something? Anyway. Word of the massacre spread and the people rose in response, fighting back with whatever means available, harrying the column of armed government workers as it made its way back to Boston some 18 miles away. The fury incited by that long ago Kuhneman was subsequently described by himself. These people show a spirit and conduct against us they never showed against the French. They are now spirited up by a rage and enthusiasm as great as ever people were possessed of, and you must proceed in earnest or give the business up. A small body acting in one spot will not avail. You must have large armies making diversions on different sides to divide their force. The loss which we have sustained is greater than we can bear. Small armies cannot afford such losses, especially when the advantage gained tends to do little more than the gaining of a post. 8 years later, those furious colonists finally succeeded in getting the bullies off their backs permanently. Is this what's coming? And it seems like it's like they, them, those want the confrontation. They need it. They, you know, are you going to have Benjamin Martins around in The Patriot, the Mel Gibson characters? You know, we will learn, our children will learn of the death, dying, and destruction from their own eyes. This won't be, you know, a CNN, you know, smart missile down a chimney, you know, kind of thing. It's going to be amongst us. Are you sure you want to go that far? And then of course he goes on, but it's almost like it's on purpose. And when you look at, you know, the geography, you know, you'll have like in Virginia, it's all the counties, they're all red except for some of the main population areas, which is why they want to get you off of the land and into the population areas. They rule you. Well, I don't know. They better be careful. What happens when a whole bunch of people, you know, in the population areas doesn't like it? Hell, then what? I don't know. Now, this happened to none other than Washington, D.C. in Heller versus. This is all about, you're not allowed to have a gun. And they go, yeah, I am. Let's go to court. And they go, yeah, I guess you are. You know, so then it just, I don't know. It just, they're playing stupid. You know, let's just do the last couple paragraphs here. You know, he kind of, you know, says it. Look at a map of the last election. The state remains overwhelmingly red, but the Blues control the entire state government. It is because the Blues, like a cancerous mole, control the densely populated counties adjacent to the federal capital. The Reds no longer have a say in state government, and people who have no say tend to get angry. Right now, they are extremely angry. It could get out of control very quickly. It will be hard for the Kuhneman and his followers to portray 90% of the people living in the counties outside of Northern Virginia and Richmond as criminals by passing laws transforming them into criminals. If this thing starts, it will not end until one or the other side is no longer capable of fighting. It will be no quarter given. It will be awful, but it will be righteous, and it may be the only way. I suspect that what's going on in Virginia is that they will make a pull. They will pull back and they will go, okay, well, we'll fight this battle another day, and we'll kind of another day, and you win this one a little bit of something, and kind of, and then they go after, yeah, who are the leaders? Who are the ne'er-do-wells that got this going? We'll make examples of them. We'll audit them. We'll something them. Of course. This is what always happens. And then what?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I want to make sure that we get an understanding of what's happening around the country and the world. But I also want to get back to this Second Amendment thing because I think, you know, they're related. Okay? So, give you an example. NASDAQ hits 9,000 for the first time ever, up 11 days in a row. And we're at the highest high of the high. Let me tell you what happens when it crashes. It always goes to the high. And then it goes to, and it's like a low. This is, I mean, everything that I've been, I'm old enough to have seen this cycle over and over and over. I'm, some funky duty stuff is going to happen. And if they get it to keep going up, they have to do it with just creating more money. And it just makes it worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So FYI, that's a comment. Gabbard, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, decries war budget in Christmas Eve message. She didn't participate in the debate. She's like, I'm done. You know what good? I don't care. As we begin our celebrations for the birth of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, here's something to think about. Gabbard said in a video posted to Twitter on Tuesday, Congress and Trump just passed a $738 billion war budget instead of providing for the health, the safety, the security, the well-being of our people and our planet. Stand with me. Let's end this insanity, yada, yada, yada. So she's doing what? She's going, yeah, man, you should be making, you know, baby bottles or hospitals or schools or something more than that. And she's saying, you know, stop taking the money. They never say that. You know, they never, you know, let's just not spend this and then we, like, save money. I mean, we can pay off debt. It'll take, you know, whatever. Nope. It's where you put the money. I get a lot of, you know, these liberals and NGOs and everything about the war. They all come in and they're talking about how much each bomb, you know, costs and how many houses they could build with that bomb. And they never talk about how much money I get to keep. You know, that's never on. So while I'm glad Tulsi's up there doing her thing. And really what she is a check against Hillary. You know, Hillary wants to come back. She's going to have to deal with Tulsi. So to have Tulsi Gabbard and Hillary Clinton going head to head, that'd be awesome. So I vote for that. I want to see that show. But what's the real difference? Nothing. You know, they're going to take my money and do what they want to with it. I mean, same thing. This is happening in Hong Kong. Hong Kong was seen to be the number one freedom, leave me aloneism. It's great and wonderful, and I got a business. And now it's not. You know, the Chinese government's like, yeah, we're not waiting until, you know, 2040 or whenever it was that they're going to take it over. And they go, yeah, we need to extradite some ne'er-do-wells that are there and have them come here to face justice. And the people went, no, they already knew what that meant. So now they're escaping. Now, people that move to Hong Kong get away from a lot of things. They'll spend a good billion dollars on a home where they got leave-me-aloneism, and they go, it's time to leave. Real estate brokers and top housing markets across the world have reported an uptick in interest in December from Hong Kongers. So these guys are just, it's time to leave. All right. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, this article, I just wanted to get the latest news after Glenn Jacobs called Christmas Eve and just say, yo, what's up? And he's now mayor of Knoxville County, Tennessee. And we're just yakking about his experiences there and everything. And here's, I just looked up what the news was, and there was an article that just, you know, just in the last few days about, you know, from his WWE days as Kane and how he was, changed by libertarian philosophy. And you'll see here's some ads where he's giving credit to Free Talk Live for changing his position on a lot of things, just having this discussed. And I know him for reading. I mean, he read a lot. Man, he was well read. He's stayed here at my home, you know, at least a couple times. And he comes and performs, you know, here. And we go to the show. And it was one show we went to in Tucson. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. He's up in the crowd and everything. And the fight, you know, made it up to our level. And it was just awesome. It was so he was a good entertainer. And but, I mean, damn, he did this in his well in his 40s. I'm like, holy crap. But, you know, he has skills. It's Christmas, so a British newspaper is encouraging wives to cheat. Christmas is a time for tradition, bringing a tree into the house, midnight mass, giving gifts, and being repeatedly encouraged to cheat on your husband by a respected, small, conservative national newspaper. Well, they're going on about how, as a really good Christmas present, is you should give your wife a hall pass for cheating. This is, a conservative newspaper doing this. Wow, from all ends, they got to attack the family unit. Whether you do that or not, I don't need a newspaper whatever. This just weird stuff everywhere. Capital flight, money leaving China at record pace. Well, this goes in with the Hong Kongers, and not only, do we need to get out of here, we definitely need to get our money out of here. Money was leaving the country at a record clip earlier this year through unauthorized channels, according to analysis. Analyst, that's bad news for China, which needs to keep financial reserves high to maintain confidence in its markets. Well, that's why they don't like crypto. Crypto is just, and it's gone. What were they doing for the past decade? That's why a lot of this stuff is being mined in China, because what they can do is they can legally buy computer equipment and then mine crypto with it. Okay. And I took this money and I, bought this and made that, put it over there. I don't know if they're able to do it now, but what do? They just hijack some electrical power off the, Three Gorges Dam, the Yellow River. It's an enormous dam there, generates all kinds of more electricity than they can use. And, until they get it all hooked up, I guess. But there's somebody, they know somebody with somebody that's got an extension cord that goes to something. And they're powering a lot of, illegally. And if they get you, you're going to jail. You're getting a firing squad. And then you find out a lot of it, might be Chinese government guys doing. It's just so messed up. There's laws for them and laws for us. Upside down world. Kanye West preaches the gospel as Pope Francis tells him not to. All right. Pope Francis goes to a group of high school students that he was visiting that they should never try to convert others to Christianity. Pope Francis told Christian high school students this weekend they should respect people of other faiths and not attempt to convert them to Christianity, insisting we are not living in the times of the Crusades. Well, I don't know how much evangelizing or what that means or how convince. So then Kanye West is up preaching the gospel, need to find God, whatever. I'm not sure how they overlap. As one, you're challenging the faith directly and you're going after anybody with a burqa and shoving a New Testament in their face. Or I don't know what he's talking about, but this is not, I don't know. Evangelical churches, they're definitely not going to dig it. But listen, the gospel is never, ever advanced through proselytism, he continued. If someone says he is a disciple of Jesus and comes to you with proselytism, he is not a disciple of Jesus. Proselytism is not the way. The church does not grow by proselytism, all right, which is evangelizing, go out and telling people. I don't know. I'm not sure what this Pope. This is one thing it brings back. There was Putin, after a meeting with the Pope, he came and he goes, this guy is not a man of God, so it wouldn't surprise me, whatever. He's there to hide the pedophiles. Toxic femininity. This is over at the Libertarian Enterprise, L. Neil Smith's site, and it's ncc-1776.org. So it's NCC, he's a big Star Trek fan, and then 1776, and anyway, it's been like that for decades. He's had that site back in, 90s or something, a long time ago. So This is just on, you know, the toxic masculinity, and Sarah A. Holt wrote this article about toxic femininity. Is there a toxic femininity, and is it being used for what? I suggest you guys go read it. I thought it was interesting. Let's see. Farewell to paper money. I didn't write on the subject until 2015. This is Jeff Thomas over at Lou Rockwell. When several countries had begun to limit the amount of money as a depositor could extract from his bank account. It's kind of your money. You just can't have it now. At that point, the prospect that central banks might conceivably eliminate cash was looking less like an alarmist fantasy, and it became possible to write on the nascent issue. So this is the elimination of cash is a-happening. Here it comes. Now, and why would they want to do that? Well, here we got Illinois pension plan dumps $1 billion in value, and they need more money. So what are you going to do? Now, this is the pensions is where it's going to happen. It already has been happening in Europe. They haven't been talking about it that much. To save money, what are they doing? You got, you know, your progressive car plug into your little data port in your car, and they'll see how you drive, maybe give you a discount. Well, Tesla's already plugged into the man. They're monetizing your data. And you want Eric Peters wants to, you know, get me on his side, go slamming on these electric car companies that it's a freaking iRobot content constantly being logged into the central computer. And they give you a discount on insurance, though.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar. And their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.fm.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. Online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow with your latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Gold is trading at $1,510, silver at $17.89, and Bitcoin is trading around $7,364. Today's prices are brought to you by InnoScale. Take off with ManageCloud. Looking for a safe, secure way to store your important files online? Let InnoScale handle it for you. Their high-availability cloud servers are the perfect solution for clients needing one or more secure, scalable servers with built-in hardware failover protection. For details, see them online at InnoScale.net. In the news, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said in a statement Tuesday that The Intercept's explosive report on his presidential campaign's use of prison labor to make phone calls is fundamentally accurate, but insisted he was not aware of the practice, which prompted a torrent of outrage from rights advocates. The Intercept reported Tuesday morning that Bloomberg's presidential campaign contracted the New Jersey-based call center company Procom through a third-party vendor. Procom runs call centers in New Jersey and Oklahoma. An anonymous source told The Intercept that people incarcerated at the Dr. Eddie Warrior Correctional Center, an Oklahoma women's prison, were making calls to California for Bloomberg's campaign. Bloomberg's campaign said it ended the arrangement with Procom Monday after The Intercept inquired about the use of prison labor. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Brave Botanicals, high-quality kratom and CBD at reasonable prices with excellent customer service. Brave Botanicals is activist-owned and mission-driven and believes so strongly in the power of kratom, they're giving it away for free. Just go to freeounceofkratom.com for a free ounce of kratom delivered to your door. Just pay shipping. That's freeounceofkratom.com.
Are they both?
This is
on?
The latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Find us online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. Your news now continues. Several large, non-government drones have been flying in what the Denver Post describes as a nighttime search pattern over northeast Colorado. With estimated wingspans of 6 feet, the aircraft have been covering 25 square mile plots of Phillips and Yuma counties every night between 7 to 10 p.m. for around a week. Phillips County Sheriff Thomas Elliott said Monday, adding that they have received 9 calls about the drones since last week. The Mind Unleash reports that several agencies, including the Sheriff's Office, the Army, the Air Force, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the Drug Enforcement Agency, say they have no knowledge of the mysterious aircraft or who is operating them. However, Under Sheriff William Myers suggested that the estimated size and number of drones makes it unlikely that they're being flown by hobbyists. Drone pilots aren't required to submit flight plans unless planning to operate in controlled airspace, such as an airport. Prince Andrew just can't catch a break. Ever since the Duke of York was accused of raping an underage girl and attempted to explain why he remained friends with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein during a disastrous television interview, things haven't exactly been going his way. The Mind Unleashed reports that not only did Prince Andrew step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, just days before his mother, Queen Elizabeth, canceled his 60th birthday party in November, but the Duke skipped his daughter's engagement party earlier this month and was just banned from the traditional Christmas church service this year as a result of his numerous shortcomings as a member of the royal family. The disgraced royal was ordered to not attend the traditional Christmas morning service at a small church on the Sandringham estate, along with the rest of his family. Instead, he was ordered to attend an earlier service at 9 a.m. Andrew was photographed walking en route to the service, along with his brother, Prince Charles. As it turns out, the pair's mother, the 93-year-old Queen, was also in attendance at the earlier service, but avoided being photographed with Andrew. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from the Conscious Resistance Network, featuring videos, news reports, and articles from a spiritual anarchist perspective. Experience the Conscious Resistance at theconsciousresistance.com. How would you like to have your business featured on the Liberty Beat? You can. Just send an email to libertybeat@snls.news for details. This is the Liberty Beat, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. The Liberty Beat is online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow, reporting for the Liberty Beat, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.